Frédéric Dubois. I'm in Mumbai here in India, and I'm reporting directly from the World Social Forum. We're going to make a series of reports with Darren Shore here in Mumbai, and we're going to report essentially on the World Social Forum, but also on other alternative forums to the World Social Forum. We're talking about Mumbai Resistance, which is another event, a parallel event, but also the Intercontinental Youth Camp, which is going to happen next week. So we're just 1 week ahead of the World Social Forum here in Mumbai, and the World Social Forum is an event that is going to be held from the 16th up until the 21st of January. It's a massive mobilization of activists, grassroots activists, NGO activists, and different people from the entire world. We're awaiting something like 71,000 people here in Mumbai for the fourth edition of the World Social Forum. We know that the World Social Forum originally had been created as a response, as an alternative to the World Economic Forum, which was held in Davos, Switzerland. And basically what it says is that it's an alternative to a neoliberal model. It's an alternative to imperialistic ways of seeing the world. It's also alternative voices against the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and so on. And so 1 week before the start of the World Social Forum here in Mumbai, it's the first time it's held in India. The three first years it was held in Brazil. So there are a lot of people actually arriving and converging onto Mumbai, a lot of volunteers arriving right now and working on administrative stuff, also on accommodation. So it's really a great challenge for a city like Mumbai to have so many activists coming in from the entire world. Now, concerning the activities that are going to be held this year at the World Social Forum, there's going to be several rallies, several mobilizations, demonstrations, one of them being organized by fair trade activists, but also there's going to be a lot of activities around Dalits, so untouchables. Different groups from untouchables here in India. It's actually going to be also one of the main focus, one of the main subjects, the people, the caste system here in India. And so we're talking about something like 1,200 events, seminars, conferences, and so on happening within that week. 20 self-organized conferences. There are going to be 8 conferences per day, so bigger conferences. We're awaiting speakers like Farhad Mazar, Michael Albert, José Bové, a usual suspect, of course, Maud Barlow, and several others. There's also rumor that Chomsky is going to be in town. And basically what is interesting this year here in Mumbai is that except for the other themes that you normally see at the World Social Forum, for example, talking about media, about feminism, about global governance, peace, and different subjects like that, there is something new in this year's edition in that it touches upon issues concerning the untouchables, the Dalits, which I was talking about earlier, and also about another aspect, which is communalism or fundamentalism, because we know that here in India, the government right now is a far-right party, and the subject that are going to be touched upon at the forum really try to address this specific situation here in India. So there's a lot of talk about fundamentalism, fanatism, and also different things happening here in India specifically. So also an interesting news that I've just discovered today while visiting people that are organizing the forum. I went to the organizing office, and they told me that a lot of Pakistanis are actually coming down to Mumbai. This is really something new, that Pakistanis come to India, because we know there have been a lot of problems between both of these countries, Pakistan and India, lately. And so it's very positive to see that so many Pakistanis are converging coming on to Mumbai for this World Social Forum. The bad news being that a lot of Pakistanis won't even receive their visa on time because the Indian authorities are sort of postponing the visas for a lot of Pakistanis right now. Also, if you want to check it out, there is in Pakistan, in Lahore, there's a Pakistan Social Forum also starting on Monday. From the 12th and the 13th, there's going to be a Pakistan Social Forum, so you can check that out in visiting their site. Also, if you want to have more information on the World Social Forum here in India, it's wsfindia.org. And you will also find that one of the main discussions this year here in Mumbai is to try to understand if the World Social Forum is a space or if it's a movement. A lot of people are saying, hey, we should transform the World Social Forums into a political movement, into something where we could actually make some recommendations and influence the agenda from different governments and so on. And there's another discourse. Other people are saying, no, we don't want to create a movement, an ideological, homogeneous movement. We want a space, just a discussion space, in which we can try to discuss alternative and keep the discussion space open. And so there's a lot of questions around that and around the continuity. So to understand what has been built in Porto Alegre in the last couple of years in Brazil, and what are we building today? So is there really a continuity between what happened in Brazil before and what is going to happen this year here in India? Now, just a few words, rapid words on another event that is parallel to the World Social Forum here in Mumbai, is Mumbai Resistance 2004. This is really the grassroots forum alternative to the World Social Forum. So they're a bunch of activists that have been present at the Asian Social Forum last year, and that decided that they've seen, well, from their point of view, NGOs, huge NGOs, had a too big of an influence on the agenda, and they wanted to have a space on their own just to express themselves. And so we're talking about student groups, different Dalit organizations again, the Mumbai Resistance 2004 is actually 283 groups coming together. And what is specific is actually that the focus or the orientation is very Maoist or Marxist-Leninist, which is not necessarily for everyone. And so they're saying that they're open and so on, but there is clearly a touch that is or an ideology that is behind it, which is Maoist in focus. So it's going to be a quite interesting event happening on 3 days. So the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January, the first day being a resistance to the imperialism. We'll see also Arundhati Roy, which is going to talk during that day. Also, the second day, there's going to be a cultural resistance. So it's more about cultural events, culture jamming, and so on, how we can bring a message through cultural manifestations. And the third day is really a solidarity march, which is going to finish at the U.S. consulate here in Mumbai. So this is basically it for Mumbai Resistance 2004. If you want more information, you can also check out the site, mumbairesistance.org. And just to say a last word, there is an Intercontinental Youth Camp, which is running also parallel to the World Social Forum. It's actually within the World Social Forum, which is a novelty this year. Generally, in Porto Alegre, the Intercontinental Youth Camp ran sort of parallel to it, autonomous to it. Now it's really integrated in the World Social Forum, and there's going to be something like 20,000 young people converging into Mumbai, maybe 20% international, 80% from within India. And so we're awaiting something like 500 to 1,000 people from outside of India. And people are going to sleep at that camp, but are going to organize also and try to really experience an alternative mode of organization of thinking. And there's also another event I just want to stress. It's the World Water Forum happening on the 15th of January here in Mumbai. And this event is sort of a mirror event to the one happening in Delhi from the 12th to the 14th of January. In New Delhi, there's also a World Water Forum with Vandana Shiva, Maud Barlow, Tony Clark, and other people who are really working on the issue of water. So I hope this helps. And if you want to really have a better and more detailed look at the World Social Forum and an alternative point of view, we'll bring that to you in the series of reports that we're going to start on the 15th of January up until the 22nd on CKUT. This is Frédéric Dubois reporting from Mumbai.